Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You all right? How are you on this fine, frosty morning in Britain? They said it was warmer now. It's warmer today. Didn't feel warmer. Felt like the coldest morning so far. Nice, lovely, big slurp of tea there. You are watching The Bo Show. Breakfast with Bo. The BBC. Bo's Breakfast Club. You are part of the glorious band, The Chosen Few, for tuning in live. Thank you. Can't thank you enough, in all honesty. You guys make this happen. Okay, let's jump straight in. Today's a good day, isn't it? With the climb down on the ID cards. If anyone hasn't seen this, you heard about this, you've seen this. Well, let's get into it. First of all then, the front pages of the newspapers. The BBC says that the biggest stories are Trump tells Iran, quote, help is on its way, and the rail deal. Again, I think the biggest story today is the ID cards, but we'll get into it. We start with The Guardian. Oh. Really? Really? The Guardian is still a thing, is it? Okay. The Guardian, remembering Alan Rickman. Remember him in Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves? Harry, have you ever seen Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves with Kevin Costner?
I haven't. I'm unfortunate.
He was good in that as the evil sheriff of Nottingham. Threatening to cut people's hearts out with a spoon. Iconic stuff. Right, back to the news. Donald Trump says, help is on its way. Those are Trump's words. Trump calls on Iran's protesters to remain defiant. President's vow hints at US military action amid reports of 2,000 killed. Yeah, I saw some news coming out last night saying that even the regime itself are admitting to something in the order of 2,000 deaths. Other people were saying, you know, the higher end of the estimate is like 12,000. But the regime itself say it's 2,000. So you can only sort of assume it is somewhere between 2 and 12,000. Either way, it's a lot, isn't it? I mean, if it was a couple of dozen, that's a lot, isn't it? If there was a couple of dozen people killed by, like, police in London, that would be mad. We'd never, ever, ever stop talking about it. It would go down in history. So, like, if it's in the thousands, if it is indeed in the thousands, then that's bad. I mean, imagine a street, a normal street, 100 yards long, with, like, 20 bodies in it. That would be an atrocious thing. So 2,000. Right, so it's ongoing still in Iran. There's loads of loads of stories in the news, all about Iran still again today, from all different angles. You know, for example, the Foreign Office, Yvette Cooper, Mrs. Balls, summoned the Iranian ambassador to sort of tick him off, sort of frown in his general direction and wag her finger at him. And Iran's being cut off economically in various ways, further than it already is. And yeah, whether there will be military action sort of imminently, one way or another, against Iran coming from the US. I saw one news, it was only one, in fact I haven't seen it across the board, suggests it might not be accurate, but I did see one report saying that America are closing or trying to close Iranian airspace. That really is a prelude to some sort of action, nearly always. But I only saw that on one report, so, you know, at this stage, take that with a pinch of salt. But if that starts coming out, if that starts being the news, then, yeah, there will will almost certainly be something going on. The United States want air superiority, complete air dominance, if they're going to start doing stuff, certainly with manned fast jets and all that sort of thing. Okay, what else we got? Northern Powerhouse Rail gets £45 billion backing. So that's a big story. That is one of the big stories today in the British press. The government, Sir Keir Starmer, has said that they're going to give loads of money to build much more rail infrastructure, particularly in the north of England, because that HS2 project, they scrapped like a northern bit of it, the northern stretch of it, I believe. And so to make up for that and other things and just sort of fairly poor rail networks in the Midlands and north of England, they're going to finally pump £45 billion into that, you know, make a some of the details are make a better rail connection between Manchester and Liverpool, make a better connection between like Birmingham and Sheffield or whatever, all that sort of thing. Okay, I mean, it's fairly sorely needed. I travelled on the trains through the Midlands and the North not too long ago, and it was pretty poor. It was a pretty poor service. It was quite bad, to be honest. I mean, people moan about the trains in Britain, but then when you go to a third world country, you realise, oh, actually, it's not that bad. It's not perfect. It might not be as perfect as the French railways or something, but it's actually, in the scheme of things, still pretty damn good. Well, even in the scheme of things, my experience going on trains to the north was really, really bad. Okay, so they're going to put more money into that. Doubts cast on extent of microplastics in humans. Well, that's good. That's nice to hear if that's true. There's been reports before, if you've seen them at various points, that every human has got loads and loads of microplastics in them. Well, if that's not quite as true as it first seemed, or not, you know, that's a welcome bit of news. Let's hope we're not all just filled with microplastics. The Tory graph, the Daily Telegraph. Trump, help is on the way. Help is on the way. You've got to take him at his word, really, haven't you, at this stage? At this stage of his second presidency. Presidents are much more willing to make bigger moves in their second term, because they know, at least they personally, never have to seek re-election. So they don't have to worry about pissing off a huge amount of the electorate, because they're never going to have to go to the ballot box again. So Trump is sort of off the hook, off the chain. If he says help is on the way, you've got to sort of take him at his word, haven't you? I mean, we'll see whether it will be today or in the coming days. Regime's killers and abusers will pay a big price, US president warns. Strikes on nuclear sites, military bases, and the Ayatollah are on the table. Yeah, I saw Trump say, whether it was on Truth Social or something, to the people of Iran, said, remember the names of the individual people that are, like, doing the killings and are, like, being repressive. Remember their individual names, because at some point we'll like, get revenge on them for you or something like that. Well, that was the implication, you know. It's like, I mean, it's tough words. It's tough talk, relative, isn't it? I mean, it's saber-rattling as about as hard as it gets, isn't it? White House deeply concerned about secret China embassy plan. Oh, good, great, yeah. It's so weird. It's not weird, I suppose, but it's odd to notice that the US government, the State Department and the White House and things care more about our interests and the interests of British natives than our own government. Like, many times over. More and more times. It was in the news the other day that the State Department came out and poured scorn on Starmer for refusing to ban first cousin marriage. Right, so the State Department literally cares more about us than our government. Mad. Yeah, the White House is much more concerned about Chinese espionage and signals intelligence espionage going on in London than our government. What a mad thing that is. Some smaller headlines there in the Telegraph. Says, Maccabee Row Police police chief, could cling on. Okay. Lawrence of Arabia portraits gets warning. I've done a big bit of content with Luca Johnson all about Lawrence of Arabia, and I've read Seven Pillars of Wisdom and listened to the audiobook of Seven Pillars of Wisdom, T.E. Lawrence of Arabia's memoir, many, many, many times, and watched the film, the David Lean film, loads and loads of times. I love the story of Lawrence of Arabia. It's a great story. But there's portraits of him wearing the agal and the Arabian robes. There's portraits of him in, like, the National Gallery, National Portrait Gallery. They're now saying that's it's inappropriate. That little story there says it's might be inappropriate for these days. God, when we get rid of this whole paradigm of things being offensive, more and more and more and more and more things are being offensive and must be just banned. I can't wait for sort of the end of that, if it ever comes. I mean, I hope it does. Madness. Why would we? Why would... Anyway. Mansion tax could affect £1.5 million homes. I mean, a couple of things I say about that. One, very few people have got a £1 million home. Those that have, you would think, would be able to afford a little more tax. Not that that's the point. That's really not the point. But that will actually affect relatively few people. Plus, you could live in a big home that you might have inherited, or you've put all your wealth into the mortgage of it. And although you live in a £1.5 million home, you actually haven't got much or any real, like, liquid wealth. And any little extra tax like that tips you over the edge of into bankruptcy. But that's leftist economic thought for you. Just keep taxing people. Just keep taxing them. How dare you stop paying money, more increasingly amounts of money, to the state. Crisis hit water boss says bills have to rise. Does he? Oh, does he? Again, anyone who's not in Britain will, and anyone who's in Britain will know, that the cost of water is quite a lot. Like your water rates, your water bill that comes through. In most of England, even in the south west, it's Thames water. And it just costs quite a lot of money. It's not cheap anymore. Like it used to be when I first sort of went out on my own, moved away from home, started paying all my own bills and all that sort of thing. Your water rates was a relatively small amount. You know, sort of, even on a small wage, it wasn't difficult to cover it. But that's not the case anymore. And you're saying it's got to rise even more. And Thames Water is, as a company, in stupid amounts of debt. Completely mismanaged their own affairs, like to a catastrophic degree. Oh, but now rates have to rise even more, do they? Brilliant. Okay, the FT, Financial Times. Okay, help is on its way, Trump tells Iranians. White House sends strongest signal yet of possible military action. Protesters encouraged to take over institutions and save names of killers. Defiant Tehran ready to face attack and says dialogue with US still open. There you go. So, Iran again. I mean, overnight, in the afternoon and evening of yesterday the 13th of January, again, the news cycle became basically saturated with Iran stories. Earlier in the morning, if you watched the Bo show yesterday, the actual headlines were Iran was kind of sparse in there. But once again, today, it's all over the news. Well, see, I'm sort of expecting... I may well be wrong. I mean, there's a good chance of what I'm about to say is wrong. Like 50% plus is... But I'm kind of expecting something to happen today. Maybe tomorrow. Or in terms of military action. Because when Trump says he'll do something, when the rhetoric is dialed up this far, it's usually sort of in the mail. It's like imminent, really. Maybe not. Again, I give myself 50-50 on that prediction. All right, what have we got? The Times. All right, The Times says, Treasury new business rates would double for thousands of pubs. Well, yeah, it's their job, isn't it? They're the one that are doubling rates. So, of course, they knew. New Starmer U-turn over compulsory ID, digital IDs. Here we go. All right. So this is a story for a lot of, for most people in Britain, that is of real real interest which affects their lives, or would have affect their lives. That it came out, it was leaking like a sieve last night, at mid-evening sort of time, out of number 10, that Sir Queer's government was going to do a U-turn on the compulsory ID cards. Now, a couple of things. One, it's great, right? Brilliant. Hallelujah. But two, let's not get carried away just yet. For a couple of reasons. One, it's not that they're scrapping the idea in total. It's just the compulsory element of it. So they still want to do digital ID cards. But they'll put the onus on the employer to make sure all their employees are sort of digitally registered. It's not up to the individual person to have a personal digital ID card. And if you don't get that, you won't be allowed to work. So there'll still be digital IDs, but it won't be compulsory yet. Well, and that's the other thing. That's the other thing to sort of bear in mind, be a little bit cautious of, is that you just know they haven't dropped the design, right? They haven't abandoned that goal, that plan. If and when they can try and bring it back, revive it, you know they will. I mean, they've been trying to do this for years, haven't they? Since the Blair years. Over 20 years. If and when they think the time's right, they'll try again. Yeah. But for now, it's sort of a stay of execution, in a sense. Take the small wins if and when you can. I think. It is nice, right? A little bit of a white pill for once. Probably the first actual white pill on the Bow Show. We're a week and a half in and it's the first one. That speaks volumes, doesn't it? But yeah, the sub bit of headline there says, scheme is government's 13th abandoned policy. Yeah, I talked already on Breakfast with Beau about Starmer's propensity to U-turn. Yeah, 13 U-turns in, a year and a bit. That's a pretty bad record, U-turn record. Pretty bad. You know, not just because it's embarrassing, as I said the other day, not just because your detractors can say, you don't know what you're doing. You know, even one U-turn is an embarrassment, pretty bad embarrassment. To do 13 in a year or so is more. The other thing is that when you have a policy as the government, you then expect your MPs, certainly senior MPs, members of cabinet or whatever, to go out there into the world and make the argument for it, go on news channels, write articles for legacy mainstream media, defending the policy, saying it's the right thing to do. It's the right thing to do, and we're all rock solid behind the policy, and we'll never abandon it. And then, so when the leader does abandon it, everyone's got egg on their face, pretty badly. Starmer can't stop U-turning, it looks like. Well, it's weakness, isn't it? He's a weak man in every possible sense. Do you ever see him trying to hit that punching bag? Do you ever see that, Harry?
No.
You know? Okay. There's a clip, a lot of people out there will have seen it, where he was visiting a gym, like, I don't know what he was doing, opening a gym or announcing more monies for gyms or something or other. They put boxing gloves on him and had him hit a bag, and it was the most physically unimpressive thing you've seen. You know when someone's completely uncoordinated, like, you ever see someone try and swing a golf club who's never done it before? And it's like really, it's something like that, right? Where it's like the most uncoordinated, anyway, physically weak. It's a bit of an ad hominem, but anyway. But just politically, morally, weak. The only thing he's able to have any strength, any backbone about is something that touches on his position as Prime Minister. Then he'll get tough, right? If he has to remove the whip from some people, he's tough enough on that because it affects his direct authority and power and stuff. So anyway, back to digital ID cards. It's good. You know, I'll take it. Last night when the news came through, like a good day. Huzzah! All right. What else we got? Help is on its way again. The help is on its way quote from Trump. That guy that may well be the first person to be hung by the Iranian regime for being a protester. They do like to pick out one individual person with these things, don't they? All right, the mail says, now digital ID cards won't be compulsory. Straight to the point there. Very point. Very straight to the point. No need for any puns or anything on that one. The iPaper. Join the revolution, Trump urges Iranians. Labour promises new rail links for the north, but not until 2030s. So after Labour are out of power, they will lose the next general election, you know, almost certainly, right? Saw something overnight about Starmer's polling, his personal sort of approval rating. And I don't know if it's a joke or not, but they said his approval rating was lower than Hitler's approval rating in April 1945. Could that possibly be true? But it's super low. I mean, he is. It has been shown for real, definitely for real, for a matter of record, that his popularity is the lowest of any prime minister ever. Like going back to Walpole, going back a couple of centuries plus. Nobody likes him or what he's doing. Like, they both dislike his policies and his government and what they do and say, and him personally. Like, he is obnoxious, isn't he? He's unlikable on it in every way. Because you get some people in politics that are sort of like got a charisma vacuum, like Gordon Brown. Right, Rishi Sunak was pretty slimy, wasn't he? He was a bit of a hall monitor type person. But even Gordon Brown and Rishi Sunak, you know, they had something about them, something small thing about them where you could see, okay, I don't despise this person to their very, very core. In some context, they might be all right to be around. Right, I think sitting down and having a meal or a drink with Rishi Sunak wouldn't be. It wouldn't be like nails down a chalkboard, would it? It wouldn't be too bad. Having a conversation with Gordon Brown might be mildly interesting. But Keir Starmer, like, what can you say? What is there? Honestly, what is there about him and his character and his person that isn't just like, you know, just like, oh, God, really? All right, back to the papers. Yes, the story of they're going to spend loads of money on Northern Rail stuff. So, Rachel Reeves will today unveil plans for new rail lines and upgrades between major northern cities, but with just £1.1 billion in firm funding and no start or completion dates for projects. Northern Powerhouse Rail Scheme will be delivered in phases. Firstly, upgrades to existing lines in West Yorkshire, including improvement services between Leeds and Sheffield, York and Bradford. Okay. The next phase, due to start in the 2030s, includes a new route between Liverpool and Manchester before plans to improve connections across the Pennines become the focus. All right, well, if Dr. Beeching in the 60s hadn't basically annihilated most of Britain's rail network, perhaps there would still be lines across the Pennines. The fact that there isn't decent, really, really decent rail connections between Liverpool and Manchester. I mean, there are. You can get a train from Liverpool to Manchester. Of course you can. But the fact that it isn't sort of, you know, cutting edge, good quality one is a little bit of an embarrassment. I mean, when you look at the history of rail, got some good content with Alex Masters, Alex the Steam Guy Masters, on the website, talking about the history of railways and steam in general. You know, it's a venerable stretch from Liverpool to Manchester. The fact that it's underfunded and a bit of a state is embarrassing. If there's any bit of train line in the world which deserves to be good, perhaps it's that. Okay, what else they've got? Labour's northern mayors, including Andy Burnham, expect to back plans to unlock growth. Oh, yeah, of course you would. Yeah, investment in your region, in your area. Of course you're going to back it. Okay. Chancellor will confirm intention to build a new link between Birmingham and Manchester after axing of HS2 North, but only once other projects are delivered in the 2030s. Okay, so there we go. The train story. The Mirror. Let's move on. The Mirror. Oh, yeah, Jamie Bulger's, one of Jamie Bulger's killers, I think John Venables, is up for parole. And his mum, obviously, Jamie Bulger's mum, obviously he's not keen on that. Anyone who might not know, if you're very, very young. Harry, do you remember the murder of little Jamie Bulger? Is that before? That must be before your time, surely.
I think that was like a little bit before my time.
Before you were born, even.
Yeah.
So anyway, two kids that were like 10 or 11 years old murdered a little toddler who was like 2 or 3 years old. Terrible, terrible, unbelievable, unbelievable. And one of them's coming up for parole now. Right. Northern Powerhouse Pledge, the rail deal. Again, I won't keep going on and on and on about it, but that's big in the news today. Labour reveals £45 billion plan for new lines and infrastructure. PM says millions will benefit as he promises to end train misery. Okay. I wonder if he'll roll up his sleeves. You know, they're serious when Starmer says he's going to roll up his sleeves. He says he's going to roll up his sleeves in stopping the small boat dinghy invasion. Of course, he didn't do nothing. We had record numbers anyway. Okay, the Metro. The Metro. Hate the Metro. So... Nearly swore there. It's so bad. So bad. It's so bad. Who are the editors of the Metro? Who are they? Okay, they go with North Sea catastrophe trial begins. Russian captain did nothing to avoid US tanker. This is a story about back in last year. I think it was like spring or summer last year. A Russian tanker hit a ship, another ship, off the coast of Britain or off the coast of Scotland. And one person died on that ship. And apparently, because you know tankers move relatively slowly and they've got a giant turning circle, of course, like giant. So wherever they're heading, it's sort of clear where they're heading long before they get there. And the story is that like this tanker knew it was going to hit this other ship like half an hour before it did. And yet the captain there is accused of doing nothing. Like, in other words, deliberately did that. Like, deliberately rammed... A Russian tanker deliberately rammed a ship. And now the... Now that captain's on trial for it. There you go. That's what the Metro thinks is front news story today. The Express. It's a lovely paper. Elderly living in poverty could exceed 2 million... Warning that pensioners are taking drastic measures to make ends meet. Right, this is why a lot of people have got a problem with mass immigration and the welfare system. Because our people are living in poverty. 2 million. 2 million. If it was 200,000, that would be a disgrace. If it was 2,000, that would be a disgrace. We should be a country where, like, our elderly people don't have to fear that they might freeze to death or starve to death. Right, with the amount of money we give away in foreign aid and in the welfare bill to people that have just simply got on an aeroplane and come here. And now they get, like, a housing and on and on and on. And yet our elderly people... To the tune of 2 million, or could exceed 2 million. There's something profoundly wrong, isn't there? There's definitely wrong with that. Like on a moral, on an ethical level. How can you argue that it isn't terribly, terribly wrong? All right. The Sun. Are they going to do a pun? Oh, they are. Oh, there you go. I'm going to do a pun. Budget tax grab fallout. Guinness, pint of Guinness, up by 4p. Some tipplers to be weaker. Or some tipples, rather. Some tipples to be weaker. Reeves knew a £5,000 pub hit. Yeah, because it's her idea, because she's implementing it. The Inn Reaper. Like the Grim Reaper. The Inn Reaper. Dear the Sun. You don't have to do lame puns all the time. That's all. No one's forcing them to, are they? No one really is like, oh, I can't wait for the Sun's new pun on the front page. No one's doing that. I don't know. It's up to them, of course. But I never... All the pun... I just think it's lame. Really lame. Okay. The Daily Star. Sloppiest of the slop. Although sometimes break an important story. Trump, the art of the steal. Like he's stealing Greenland. The art of the steal. Arctic troll. Prez posts pic of himself gazing at Greenland. So that was actually quite funny. The other day, last Friday, they did that big news conference, didn't they, with J.D. Vance and Marco Rubio. That like, hour and a half long odd press conference in the White House. And at one point, Trump, as you can see in that image, at one point, Trump just got up and walked to the windows behind himself and looked out the window, because there's loads of renovation building going on at the White House, isn't there? That's a story in and of itself. And he just like... with all the cameras on and everyone watching and waiting and listening, he just got up and like went to the back window and had a quick look out the window, and he like came back and was like, wow, it's great what's going on out there, all that stuff. Since then, if anyone's not on the internet, if anyone's not perma on the internet, isn't on Twitter all day every day, since then, people have made loads and loads of Photoshops or AI-generated images of different things outside the window that Trump's gone and had a look at. It's quite funny. I think it's reasonably funny. In fact, someone on Twitter the other day, like... shopped or AI generated a picture of the Islander magazine. Islander magazine, buy it. It's out now. While they last. They will sell out. So there's truly a finite number of them. Cole refuses to do a second print run. So once they're gone, they're gone. Get the Islander. Anyway, someone photoshopped that image, a massive image outside the windows that Trump had gone up to look at. And like he turns around, he's like, wow, it's great. You know, it's funny. But it looks like Trump himself or the White House, probably not Trump personally sitting there on Photoshop, but someone at the White House put in a massive, as you can see there, a massive image of a map of Greenland that Trump's gone to just look at it and admire it. Kind of funny. All right, kind of funny. Okay, those are the front pages. Let's have a look at... there was one, real quick, back towards the top, I wanted to spend a tiny bit more time on. If you notice, there wasn't much talk there, was there, of anything Epstein-related. I thought I saw it on the front pages. Maybe I got it slightly wrong. I thought I saw on one of the front pages that there was a small story about Bill and Hillary Clinton and the Epstein probe. And indeed there was. Bill Clinton was supposed to appear before the Comey proceedings yesterday and just didn't. Oh, sorry, not Comey, Comer. James Comey and James Comer are two very different people. Let's be clear about that. Don't confuse James Comey with James Comer, which I just did. No, James Comer, his proceedings... looking into all the Epstein stuff. Bill Clinton was supposed to appear and yesterday and didn't, and Hillary Clinton's supposed to appear today and said she's not going to. All right. Let's have a quick read of this. It's from Sky News. Clinton's refused to testify in Republican-led Epstein investigation, risking contempt proceedings. So it's much like actual court, where... If you're subpoenaed or you've got a court summons, you can't just not turn up. Or if you do, you're in trouble for that. You're actually in trouble for that in and of itself as a whole different thing now, if you don't turn up. You're not at liberty to just not turn up to court, right? Except that looks like what Bill did yesterday and what Hillary intends to do today. Republican Representative James Comer said the committee leading the probe will meet next week to hold former US President Bill Clinton in contempt. Okay, maybe I was wrong about Bill Clinton supposed to be there yesterday. Let's read a little bit of this. Bill and Hillary Clinton have said they will refuse to testify in a Republican-led investigation into convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Every person has to decide, and this is Hillary Clinton's words, I believe, every person has to decide when they have seen or had enough and are ready to fight for this country, its principles and its people, no matter the consequences. This is an investigation into Jeffrey Epstein. What are you talking about? The Clintons wrote in a letter published on social media. For us, now is that time. Oh, is it? Oh, okay. Trying to get to the bottom of Epstein things. That's the line in the sand for the Clintons, where they're no longer prepared to cooperate. Is it? Okay. Bit weird. The letter was addressed to Republican Representative James Comer. He chairs the House Representatives Oversight Committee, whose Epstein probe was slammed as legally invalid by the Clintons. Quote, legally invalid, quote, by the Clintons. Is it legally invalid? I don't think it is, actually. I think it's perfectly valid. I think you're just trying to say it's legally invalid because you're going to get in trouble, almost certainly. Or at the very least, have to sit there and embarrassingly say, I don't recall, over and over and over again. It's not legally invalid. In what way is it legally invalid? There's an act of Congress, wasn't there? The Epstein Transparency Act. That was the actual name of it. I don't think there's anything legally invalid about this. Okay. He said the committee will meet the coma. He said the committee will meet next week to hold former US President Bill Clinton in contempt. Which could potentially lead to criminal charges. The Clintons said this was, quote, literally designed to result in our imprisonment, end quote. Well, on some level, that actually might not be an entirely incorrect statement. On some level, it's actually not all about the Clintons, is it? It's actually bigger and deeper than them. Right? If they've done anything wrong, then it would only be justice, wouldn't it, if they had to answer for any crimes they may have committed. But it's not all about them. It's not literally designed to result in our imprisonment. It's much bigger than that. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who ran against Donald Trump in the 2016 presidential election, is due to appear before the panel on Wednesday, i.e. today, with a committee spokesperson saying contempt proceedings could also be initiated against her if she fails to testify. The Clintons said in their letter that they had provided the, quote, little information, quote, they had to aid the investigation. Little information? Didn't Bill Clinton fly on Epstein's Lolita Express private airplane to that dodgy little island like 20 times? Didn't Epstein visit the Clinton White House like 17 times? Weren't they really, actually, really close acquaintances? They've got very little information now. And what little they do have, they've already provided. Dodgy. Shady. The Clintons, super shady. They also accused Mr. Comer of selectively enforcing subpoenas against them. Oh, the poor Clintons. Oh, the poor Clintons. Oh, so terrible. They're such victims. As they said, other former officials were allowed to provide written statements about Epstein to the committee. Like, why do you need to see us in person? You let everyone else do it by writing. Why do you want to see? I mean, actually, to be fair, it is obviously as well, though, politically charged. And Republicans on the Hill, if they can make famous senior Democrats, even ex-ones, if they can sort of embarrass them and things, on TV, because it'll be on like C-SPAN or whatever, or Forbes, and if it's really embarrassing, it'll go around the world. If they can do that, they will. So, I'm not going to pretend it isn't politically charged. It is, but still, that's the game. Don't shed a tear for the Clintons. Oh no. And this is what the Clintons wrote as well. They said there is no plausible explanation for what you are doing other than partisan politics. Well, there is. There is, isn't there? So partisan politics is an element of it, as I just said. But the idea that there's no plausible explanation other than that. No. You've got questions to answer, Bill and Hillary. A lot of questions. Mr. Comer said after Bill Clinton did not show up to testify on Tuesday. All right, so he was supposed to testify yesterday and failed to turn up. Mr. Comer said, no one's accusing the Clintons of any wrongdoing. We just have questions. Right. Questions which may well lead, Bill knows, to accusations of actual wrongdoing. No, right? Anyone would admit they spent a lot of time together, i.e. Bill and Jeffrey. Anyone must admit, Mr. Comer saying, anyone must admit they spent a lot of time together, because they did. That's a matter of record, isn't it? Mr. Comer told reporters, adding that most Americans wanted Mr. Clinton to answer questions about his ties to Epstein, who died in prison while awaiting trial for sex trafficking charges in 2019. Mr. Comer claims Epstein visited the White House 17 times during Mr. Clinton's presidency, and that Mr. Clinton was on board Epstein's private plane more than 20 times. More than 20 times. There's Trump doing a statement saying, I was never friends with Epstein. Well, I was for a while, but then I threw him out of Mar-a-Lago years ago. Anyway, everyone knew Epstein. Everyone. That doesn't mean anything if you knew Epstein. And I liked Bill Clinton, actually. He's always been nice to me. But he has probably got some questions to answer. And anyway, why are you still talking about Epstein? This is Trump's biggest fail, in my opinion. Right? I've put on a MAGA hat. There's many images. I've even retweeted deliberately images of myself in a MAGA hat. Semi tongue-in-cheek. Broadly speaking, I'm on board with the MAGA project. Broadly speaking, I'm on board with the Donald. But when he does things bad, I will criticise it. When he does things I don't like or don't agree with, I'm going to say so. This is the biggest fail. His dealing of the Epstein thing is the biggest stain on his reputation and his character for me. Because it's dodgy. It's just dodgy as hell. Just rip the plaster off, rip the band-aid off. And let's have the full truth. They're not going to do that, are they? Last time Pam Bondi was asked, a few months ago, was Jeffrey Epstein an intelligence asset, either of the USA or Israel? She's like, oh, we still don't know. We'll look into that. I'll get back to you on that. Okay, let's finish reading this article real quick. There's only a couple more paragraphs. Mr. Clinton's friendship when the financier is well documented throughout the... Mr. Clinton's friendship with the financier is well documented throughout the 1990s and early 2000s, but Mr. Clinton has never been accused of wrongdoing in connection with Epstein. I mean, yet. The Trump administration, due to pressure from its Republican base, has ordered the US Justice Department to release files related to the criminal investigations into Epstein to comply with the transparency law passed by Congress, something which they've signally failed to do properly. Haven't released everything remotely, and what they have released is always been highly, highly redacted. So, barely a limited hangout. That's like an intelligence services term. A full hangout, i.e. truly ripping the plaster off and being completely truthful. Or a limited hangout, i.e. drip-feeding bits of truth, bits of information. A limited hangout. That's what they're doing with the Epstein stuff. You know, that's what they've done with the JFK murder for 60 years. You can make a limited hangout last 60 years, it seems. If you're the swamp, you can make that happen. Mr. Trump also used to be friends with Epstein. But he said he cut off the relationship before the financier was accused of sexual abuse. They definitely parted together in the 90s, didn't they? That's a matter of record. There's images and testimony and all sorts of evidence that they were definitely friends and associates and had a good time together, even if you do have to go back to the 90s for that. Mr. Comer indicated that the committee would not try to get testimony from Mr. Trump about Epstein. As he said, It could not force a sitting president. It could not, his committee could not force a sitting president to testify. Okay, well, maybe they'll have to wait till Trump's out of office. And who knows where the whole process will be at that point. All right, that was just something that didn't really appear on the front pages of the British news, which and barely registered on the American news, but I thought was interesting. It was actually newsworthy. We'll see if Hillary decides to bother turning up today. I suspect she's not going to. If Bill didn't yesterday, she's probably not going to today. And then maybe, just maybe, they can be charged for contempt, some form of contempt. Lock her up, lock her up. Pardon me. All right, let's have a look at the actual websites. The BBC, obviously run with the Iran stuff, so I won't go into that because we've talked about that already. Ministers drop plans for mandatory digital ID to work in the UK. Okay. Chris Mason, the climb downs stack up for Starmer. Yeah, yeah, they are. Yeah, obviously, I'm not a fan of the Labour government. Also, Queer himself, as I've made abundantly clear in this stream alone. And yet, despite that, despite like a partisan take, despite a right-leaning angle, you cannot deny that the climb downs, the U-turns are stacking up. They are. Okay. At least 22 dead as crane collapses onto train in Thailand. Unfortunate. Sounds bad. Only Trump can stop Putin, Polish president tells BBC. Yeah, I mean, the Polish couldn't stop Putin. I don't believe the angle that Putin has got designs on Belarus or Poland or like the former East Germany or Estonia and Lithuania and all those countries. I don't believe that angle. He doesn't seem to have real designs on the rest of Ukraine. It's just sort of that Donbass region. Because they're all heavily Russian speakers and think of themselves, not everyone there, of course, but a lot of them, I think the majority, think of themselves more as Russian than Ukrainian. So he's got a claim there, he's trying to press that claim. But I don't believe that Putin would invade Poland if he could. Anyway, if he did, I don't think the Polish would probably be able to stop him all on their own. They probably would need billions from the rest of the world and the help of the Americans and all that sort of thing. So even though I don't buy that angle, still the Polish president is probably not wrong. All right. First leukemia patient to receive pioneering treatment on NHS says it is, quote, very sci-fi, quote. Oh, good. If there's a new leukemia treatment that's so good, it's sci-fi. Good. Sounds good. Global temperatures dipped in 2025, but more heat records on way, scientists warn. Again, that's a BBC for you, isn't it? Even though we're in a deep chill, it's getting colder and colder. Still, even in the middle of that, trying to push the global warming agenda. Classic BBC. Greenlanders brace for summit that could shape the Arctic's future and their own. Bulger killer John Venables set for parole hearing. Actor Kiefer Sutherland arrested over alleged assault of a rideshare driver. So did he get like an Uber or something and then end up attacking the driver? I don't know. Maybe I'll look into that for tomorrow. Naughty boy, Kiefer Sutherland. That's news to me. That's the first time I'm seeing of that. New Liverpool to Manchester rail link as government revives a Northern Powerhouse rail. Chef not embarrassed by one-star hygiene rating at Michelin-starred restaurant. If that is just what it says it is, you probably should be embarrassed. One-star hygiene is really, really bad. You should have five. Like, four is a bit. Three is probably wouldn't eat there. Two is definitely wouldn't eat there. One is, are you kidding me? So chef not embarrassed by that? Let's have a quick look. Where is it? Let's have a quick look. Yuntshire restaurant and rooms. Alright. In Wales. And just be warned. Probably don't eat there. Probably for you, in your interest not to eat there. Alright, ITV. Trump warns of very strong action against Iran if protesters are executed. Yeah. Oh, it's just loads and loads of Iran stories. To strike or not to strike. Trump weighs his options on Iran. At least 22 killed after crane falls on passenger train in Thailand. Ooh, so that is bad. If 22 are killed, then you know that a few dozen more are terribly wounded or maimed for life. That looks like a bad one. UK schools are bringing in American-style lockdown drills as youth violence rises. Really? In the latest of a series of reports into how violence is impacting young people, ITV News has been given exclusive access to a classroom lockdown rehearsal. Never, British schools never used to suffer from things like this a few years ago. Before we were invaded by Infinity Bomalians. Infinity Bomalians was never really a thing. I mean, once in a blue moon, sure, but not like that. That schools had to practice lockdown rehearsals for lockdown drills in case there was a massive spree of violence suddenly out of nowhere in a school. All right, let's move on. Channel 4. Channel 4. I would come to Channel 4. I think if I was Prime Minister, I would be, I'd get in, on the first day, get in, wave on the front steps of Downing Street, walk in, while all the Cabinet Office people politely clap you as you walk in. You get the nuclear codes for the nuclear submarine. I'd sit down. I'd say, right, cut all foreign aid, 100%, not one more penny, as of this moment. And bring me the BBC Royal Charter to rip up and all the funding that the state gives Channel 4. We're ending that right now. I'm talking today. Today. That's what I would do. They say Iran protests. New evidence of systemic slaughter or systematic slaughter as at least 2,000 killed. Yeah, that does look like the lower estimate is 2,000. Increasingly looks like it's not just Israeli or Pentagon propaganda and lies. It looks like it's that sort of is a reality. Ayatollah Khomeini is not going anywhere, says former Iranian advisor. Yeah, I wouldn't expect the Ayatollah to flee Iran. I would expect him to stay to the bitter end. That is sort of the... Yeah. Where's he going to go anyway, really? Right, you can't do an Idi Amin and go to Saudi Arabia. The Saudis, obviously being Sunni, they hate the Shiite. They would hate a Shiite Ayatollah. They wouldn't. He's a heretic to them. You know, where's he going to go? To Russia? Would Russia really want the headache of that? Is he going to go to China? Would China really want the headache of housing the Ayatollah in exile? No one would. No one wants the Ayatollah. The Ayatollah's regime, the Iranian regime, has sort of alienated themselves from most of the world over the decades. Trump tells Iranians to keep protesting and promises help. Trump has military action in mind, says former US diplomat. Oil prices spike after Trump's threat to intervene in Iran. Okay, you get it. You get it. Sky News. Sky News. More than 500 pubs tipped to close this year. Right, yeah. Yeah, that's what the government want. As few pubs as possible. Tax them into oblivion. That's what they want. That's very, very deliberate. And then they'll come out and gaslight you and saying, oh, we want to save the hospitality industry. We would like to. It would be good, wouldn't it, if the hospitality industry and pubs weren't completely wiped out, wouldn't it? That's all gaslighting. It's very, very deliberate. The Daily Mail. Iran's deadly vow. Is there anything other than the Iran story? Migrant on disability benefits who brought screaming and crying children to retirement home says eviction would breach human rights despite deluge of elderly neighbours' complaints. These people. Woman identifying as a man is raped in all-male psychiatric hospital ward. Okay. Something about Michael Jackson. This tiny detail in Michael Jackson's music videos could finally solve mystery of who really fathered his children. Oh, slop! You've moved into slop there. Moving on then. Don't care. You've lost me there. Don't give me slop. Okay. The Express. Rachel Reeves has just slapped taxpayers in the face. It's enough to make you sick. Yep. Oh, there's a few stories about Andrew. Andrew faces another humiliation as King gives disgraced ex-Duke a new moving deadline. Yeah, I see a few details about Andrew. There's just even further and further sort of disgrace and ignominy. Well, he's not Prince Andrew anymore. He's just Andrew Mountbatten Windsor, isn't he? He hasn't got an HRH. He's not formally a member of the royal family, the royal family. He's obviously still a member of their family, but he's not a royal anymore. And they're even sort of stripping him of his sort of royal residence and as much as they possibly can. It's funny because, it's not funny, it's funny, interesting to note that Andrew himself has never admitted to doing anything wrong. He did that car crash interview and it was just so bad that everyone, including his own family, were like, no one believes that, no one believes you, you're obviously guilty. To this day, Andrew still maintains that I don't know that woman, I don't think I've ever met her. And yet his own brother, the king, is like, no bro, not buying that. All right, we're actually just 5 minutes from the end, so let's do some super chats. All right, on Rumble Rants, Tom Rat 247 says, during training, my teacher wife had a friend who had to quit after her mother died and the tax man got increasingly belligerent about clawing the inheritance tax out of her. Oh, yeah. The government love their inheritance tax. Oh, you just died? Pay up. Oh, what, you just had a family tragedy? Pay us. They love inheritance tax. That's another thing I'll get rid of on day one. Bring me all the inheritance tax legislation. We're going to write something to repeal that. 100%. No inheritance tax. Zero. That's one of the things Reform have said. I'm not sure if they're backtracked on it or not, but they used to say it anyway when I was in Reform, reading all their policies, trying to be up on all their policies. They had a thing of, back when Richard Tice was leader, of zero inheritance tax. Yeah, surely that is just state-sponsored theft. Surely. No. It's a completely socialist thing that they don't want generational wealth. They don't like rich families. They don't like old money. So we'll have inheritance tax. Get rid of all of that. Get rid of that. Disgusting thing, inheritance tax. Okay. Davil, or again on Rumble Rant, says, good morning from Denmark. Good morning. Good morning. Would you consider adding a fun quick jingle soundboard effect when switching newspapers' news segments? It's not a bad idea. Harry, what do you think? Can we work yeah. something out like that?
Yeah, sounds good.
One of my friends, one of my real friends, IRL, said I should have a soundboard with all different funny sounds on it.
That would be amazing.
It might lower the tone a bit, but it would probably be, well, it would be quite funny. Like a whack whack oops or whatever. Or b-dumps or something, you know. Like a laser gun sound or something. A fart sound. It would lower the tone, wouldn't it? Okay. YouTube super chats. Little Tesla 9733 says, Ben Habib says, be careful about digital ID. Starmer is just implementing it in a different way. Yeah, they will. Yeah, at some point, whether it's Starmer or someone else further down the line, they will try and implement it. They won't have given up. They won't have, like, actually properly given up the entire concept forever. Yeah. Yeah, Ben Habib's right to say that. I would imagine. Absolutely. He's in the silence says, Merry Gregorian Passover, 14th day of the first month. Ignatio username? I got no username. Yeah. I always find it hard to read stuff when there's like no spaces. I got no username says, I will throw a party the day Bill and Hill bite the dust. And you are all invited, the Breakfast Club. Yeah. Shouldn't really celebrate when people die, but sometimes can't help it. Can't help at least sort of an inner smirk. Right, when Pol Pot died, I was like, good. I'm not saying Bill and Hillary Clinton are anywhere near as bad as Pol Pot. I'm not saying that, but, you know. P.A. Grunt says, I honestly think there's so many wealthy, rich and famous people involved. I guess he's talking about the Epstein stuff. Presidents, prime ministers, royals, CEOs, etc. That they're afraid the entire system will come down. Me? So be it. Yeah, couldn't agree with you more, P.A. Grunt. Couldn't agree with you more. Yeah, you're absolutely right. There's so many famous and powerful people involved that they'll do anything rather than a full hangout. It's got to be limited hangout going forward indefinitely. And as for me, yeah, so be it. I want that plaster ripped off, that Band-Aid ripped off, post-haste. Yes, please. That is the swamp. Trump said he would drain the swamp. This is the swamp. Get it done, bro. Light a fire under it, Don. Get it done. All right. Deverum et machina. Et machina. Deverum et machina says, morning. Morning. You doing all right? You okay? Yeah, great. Funny. Less than 2 weeks in, I'm already sort of starting to get into my flow. Getting some sort of organic, everyday things that I say and do. Hopefully just keep building them. The best ones are sort of just organic ones, aren't they? Okay, so it is very nearly striking the hour of 9 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time on Wednesday the 14th of January in the year of our Lord 2026. It has, in fact, just struck 9 a.m. So thank you for tuning in, as always. Today is the first day of the rest of your life. Try and make it count. You'll only have this day once in history, once in your life. It can never be repeated. The day's half over already. Make it count. Carpe diem. Seize the day. If there's anyone out there you love who you haven't let know that recently, do. And until tomorrow morning, take care.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America. Discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.